This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
The, yeah, so, anyway, you have a lot of nice sponsors on this list,
Carolyn. Go figure, in just second year.
This is phenomenal.
Hughes Boats donated $500. I didn't get them on their four ocean.
You're working with Chrissy there?
Yeah,
she's awesome, isn't she?
I got in last minute with her, and she's like, I'm going to send you $500 next year. We want to be in it. Danko Pliers is going to film a little piece. Mm-hmm. You're on there.
I've got a couple that'll be joining the list next year, too.
I don't know how. People are just so generous in this neighborhood.
A little closer. There you go. All right. Cool.
So generous. So that's our banner that we had up at the Sands and Gluppies. I mean, all the venues donated. I mean, it was this year was amazing. I woke up and went, how did we do that?
Nice. Nice, nice, nice. That's cool. So, I mean, I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I had previous plans, but I heard that everything went off like awesome and great. And I saw the pictures that you put up on the LHPSSA WhatsApp and all that, and everything looked phenomenal. I saw all the Facebook stuff, and everyone just seemed to have nothing but the greatest things to say about your tournament. And you had a lot of nice donors.
We had great donors.
Right.
Our presenting donor was a local family, EMC Aerospace.
Yeah.
He donated his boat last year, and this year he actually donated $7,000 to help us with the prize money. And his
Is that 50, the guy you fished with?
Yep. I did.
And his 53-foot Hydrosport. His family took Chelsea and a few of the other girls out that work really hard, volunteers that never get a chance to go fishing, so took them out. He's like, we'll do this again next year. So pretty amazing family. So it's Eddie Montserrat and his family.
That is phenomenal. All right, we are going to talk all about that today. But first, I want to introduce you guys to everybody. I'm with Carolyn Stash and Chelsea Hagen. Now, Carolyn, you are no stranger to the studio and the show and all that. So welcome back.
Oh, thank you for having me again.
Thank you very much. We're going to talk all about your tournament and beyond today, right? And Chelsea is joining us today. Thank you very much for coming in today. And you fished the tournament this past weekend as well.
I did. Right? I did.
So welcome to the Connected by Water podcast.
Let's go.
Fueled by our very good friends at Papa's PLR Rum, that we are drinking rum today. Who remind you never to be a spectator. I'm your host, Dennis Friel, and we are coming to you from the Connected by Water Studio Gallery, comfortably located between the sand and the intercoastal in scenic and sunny Pompano Beach, Florida, right? Here with my bartender and co-host, Carlene.
What's happening?
And we are a Waypoint hosted podcast. You can find us there and also watch, listen, and subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. And do not forget to hit that like button, please. We would love to hear from you in the comments or by email at sales@connectedbywater.com. Special thanks go to our special supporters and our pals over at Finor Sunglasses and Olakai. And Yanni is here in the house. cold kicking it live behind the turntables.
Wiggity, 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 whack. The guy that gets it done.
Right. All right, so our Starbright Solutions do-gooder of the week is Brett Pettit, right? So he is our do-gooder, and he lives on the water and recently collected a tub load full of mangrove papagules to assist Corey Redwine with her new swell restoration project up in Florida's Space Coast. And because of his above and beyond efforts, Brett becomes our next certified Starbright do-gooder. So congrats, Brett. You get a bucket load full of fun, like the, what we got, the salt off and the citrus cleaner, the
maybe
reggae
some vinyl
sponge,
clean.
Right? Vinyl clean, the boat wash. It's like over $200 worth of.
And they're all full-size products.
So, right, right.
Can't beat that.
So thank you very much, Brett. Thank you very much, Corey. And thank you very much, Starbright.
Good guys.
So, all right. So, how you girls doing?
We're doing great.
Tell me all about what happened this weekend.
You first or me first?
Go ahead, you first.
Wow. We had an amazing, amazing week. Last Thursday, we started and had our captain's party for our second Pink Ladies Fishing Tournament. And mm-hmm. it was outstanding. Galuppi's donated the space for us. We had over 150 people, maybe, Chelsea?
You had a lot
raffle
there.
Items, silent auction items. We had 25 boats sign up. I was amazed. We ran out of captain's buckets. Oh, also provided by Starbright with all their goodies inside as well. So
awesome.
I had to have my mom go back and make a few extra buckets and get them to the teams, which was kind of cool. So we had that, and
her buckets are filled with some great goodies. I mean, everything you can imagine.
We don't do any mini size anythings. We did full size Starbright products. I have a girlfriend that owns Mermaid Vodka, and she's a 13-year cancer survivor. She gave us full size vodka bottles in every single bucket, which was awesome. Hats from Hughes. I mean, we had so many people who were giving us amazing things. So we had full size boxes of margarita drink mixes with the tequila in it, mojito mixes. I mean, water from Rainsoft. Really, really cool stuff. So we had that, and then super exciting Saturday morning at the crack of what time, Chelsea?
I think I pulled 5:30. Through the inlet around 6:15 is when we pulled through the inlet and sent you a picture.
Yeah, so I was pretty smart. I decided not to fish a half day. I decided to set up the weigh-in over at the Sands, which was donated, amazing. And Chelsea, I sent Chelsea out on the 53-foot Hydrosport. Thank you, EMC Aerospace.
Thank you, EMC. What a beautiful, great day with such great people.
Yeah, they went to Jupiter, and I was hoping to get off at 12, and that didn't work out. So I went over and set up the event. But I'll tell you what, we had so many people come to weigh in. We weighed some great fish, 36-pound kingfish. We had 22-pound dolphin. We had one wahoo, Cat 1, Jay Cooper, got that.
Oh, you did get a wahoo.
We got
nice.
One wahoo, yep. So that paid out about $450 when in the added value category, so that was good. We had amazing volunteers that helped. Everybody got a pink ladies jacket. Let's look at that.
They're so cute.
Who got
a jacket? I just love those.
Any of our volunteers.
Really nice.
We made little volunteer bags for everybody with pink ladies goodies. You got to volunteer a little bit more.
No, I got to volunteer more.
Oh, you got a shirt.
I did.
You got a Dennis Friel custom shirt that was done in one day, by the way.
This man is the man with the plan.
I called him on a Saturday morning and begged to help me, and he had this beautiful artwork that he did, our brand new logo and our brand new shirt back right here that is, we've already sold almost half of them already, and I'm going to have to get some more. So these can be bought on our Pink Ladies Breast Cancer Foundation website and Fishing for the Curement. They're always going to be on year-round. So, Dennis, thank you for helping us get out of a big jam when we were worried about other things like finding boats to fish.
No problem. I'm here to help. Don't tell too many people about that one-day turnaround, though.
No. That was a special. Well, you have to call and cry and then kick and scream and then knock on the door and then go show up at your house. So other people can't really do all of that.
Well, Carolyn will get it done no matter what. That's one thing I will say.
Number one, that's very true. And number two, like, listen. You're a friend, and you're doing a great thing for a great cause, and you know I wanted to be there for you. So, yep. And that's it. That's all it comes down to. Like it's, you know, we got it done.
Yep. So for our listeners that don't know, I am a survivor myself. I was diagnosed in 2018, and I started the Pink Ladies Fishing Team. I work full time running Atlas Tracks, and then I decided this year to do found the nonprofit Pink Ladies Breast Cancer Foundation. And we get girls out fishing again because it's real hard with cancer meds to use your hands and your feet and, you know, not feel bad all the time. So we had 4 boats minimum donated this time. We had cancer survivors on all of them, which is amazing. Fishangler.com donated their 53-foot Scout. I have goosebumps now as we and hot flashes and cold flashes. So that's medication. So, you know, I might take this off in a minute. But, and then we had another new guy, Peter, who donated his boat this year. We have a gentleman who donated his 39 CV. He's a breast cancer survivor himself for the second year, put survivors on board. And then who else am I missing? EMC Aerospace, of course. So we had 4 boats that just girls can jump on and just go fish this weekend. It was amazing.
That's outstanding. And, you know, I just want to make a note, too, with the the fish angler thing and Tom. And he seems to always be there whenever anybody needs anything, really. I think he always does a good job of, you know, giving.
Supporting.
And supporting, you know. So it's nice to recognize him, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, he didn't go on the boat because he wasn't feeling well and he didn't want to be around some of these other girls that are doing chemo and recovery. So he actually showed up at the Sands weigh-in, which was amazing when his team showed up. And, you know, it's not an IGFA tournament. So, you know, one guy had to call me and go get fuel and go back out and fish. I mean, we want to make sure people are safe. We don't want any of the girls to be nervous. It's a co-ed tournament. It's not just ladies. So we had guy teams only. The world famous Meat Wagon fished. So they showed
old
up.
Old Meat Wagon.
The old Meat Wagon. I mean,
sounds like what I call my husband.
World
there
famous.
There you go, girl.
The world famous Meat Wagon. So we had a lot of guys
I was
only
like,
teams.
We just want to beat the Meat Wagon.
Yeah. So
we got to beat them. The whole tournament.
You gotta beat the Meat Wagon.
We gotta beat them. We gotta beat the tournament. Okay, in the tournament. Okay, quick.
It went from, it went from female fishermen to dock boxes real quick. It was just like beat the Meat Wagon.
We gotta beat the Meat Wagon.
Oh boy. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, we had Pelagia gave us a whole bunch of cool stuff. Starbright, they have always helped us. Not only our tournament, but the ladies fish off. We've had Lindsay in. She's also a member of the Lighthouse Point Saltwater Sportsman, one of the 4 founding member females. It loud in after 40-something years.
Yeah, so I want to segue to that a little bit. Not necessarily the females allowed in part, but with the clubs. And it seemed like the OAPB and the LHPSSA were both there to support this endeavor, right?
It was amazing.
Yeah, so, and I think that's really important to mention because, you know, when you think about a fishing club or anything like that, you know, maybe that's not a part that everyone sees. And I can speak to it firsthand because I know the majority of the people in the OAPB, I am a member of the LHPSSA. I have been for 10 years or whatever. And you know, I know that when something needs to get done or something needs to get supported, both those organizations are always there to support. I know that when we do our barbecue here every year, you know, for the, you know, when we did it on our grand opening and then we're like, we do it on our annual anniversary and it's St. Patrick's Day, that it's always filled with both those clubs here come out in full support, and it's nice to see, and they do that not only just for me but for everybody else too, and it's really great.
And it's really amazing too because when you had us on the last time we were on the show, and Steve Fishman he's like ask your questions about the girls, he's like how are you everywhere? Well, you know what, I volunteer my time because I love doing what I do. I want to help other clubs. And you know what? When I needed help, everybody turned around, whether it be fishing for muscular dystrophy or offshore angler Pompano Beach or Lighthouse Point Saltwater Sportsman's Club. It's amazing. J.R. Dunn, I mean, I went around door to door and said, you know, please come to the party. It's not just a captain's party. It's a block party. Come. Just there's cool stuff to buy.
Yeah.
Hang out. And same with we filled the Sands. The Sands was busy. Like, the whole place was packed. We had balloons, decorations, and people can see all the photos on our Pink Ladies Fishing Team Facebook page. There's so many cool, like, families came out to hang out and spending time together, you know, doing things that people don't normally do these days, which is really awesome.
Well, it's kind of great, too. You know, OIPB has over 200 people in their group and the foundation, and they do a lot. They donate to a lot of great causes. You know, they don't just do fishing events. You know, they host some, you know, monthly events where everybody gets together, people get to connect. And so I think it's great. You know, being new here in South Florida, coming from Texas, it's definitely broadened my horizon a little bit. You know, I've met a ton of people, really became part of the community in a quick manner. So I love it. I'm part of the OAPB group. I'm hopefully going to be part of the LHPSSA soon. So
let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, you came here from Port Aransas, right?
Yep.
Right. And how long ago was that?
About 6 months ago now.
Yeah, so not that long. So you're fairly new to the Pompano Bubble community here.
It's very different.
And yeah, very different. But you know what? You were a professional mate.
Yep.
Over there. So tell us a little bit about that.
It's like I said, it's a lot different. You know, being in the Gulf, we have to go very far.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, on any given day, even say just going snapper fishing or going out for like say a 6 hour trip, I'm going anywhere from 30 to 50 miles, mm-hmm. you know, so there's just the waters are different. We have a lot more rough waters day in and day out. It gets very cold over there, but then again, it's land of Jurassic Park. So yeah. The fishing is phenomenal. I mean, you have 100-pound wahoos running around. You have, and very plentiful amount of wahoos. You know, our sword fishing, one of my best days was 13 for 15 mm-hmm. on a day drop day. So you have a lot more life out there per se. And I feel that the reason why is because you have to go so much farther. Not everybody has that kind of boat or has the fuel money to go out there all the time or the accessibility to get out there. So I think that the fishery itself is a little bit more plentiful, just having to go that distance, but here it's so much easier. I mean, in 40 something miles, you're hitting the Bahamas. So, yeah. And you got almost the same kind of fishery over there as we did over in Texas. So it's all relative. Now I will say the actual move itself and getting to know everyone, I will gladly thank OAPB and LHP and Miss Carolyn and people like Dennis that have brought me on to do things like this and be on this podcast. It's helping me grow. It's helping me get my business out there. Some of you may know I just started my yacht brokerage position. So I'm now with myyachtsales.com. So it's been a fun venture so far. I've got 5 listings. And so the transition's been great for me so far.
Yeah, very cool. So you fished the tournament this weekend.
I did.
Right?
I did.
And on what boat? You were on what boat?
I was on a 53 Sueños with nice. Eddie and his family.
Oh, okay, cool.
It was beautiful.
Oh, those
boat.
Are the guys that wrote
donated.
The big check.
They yeah. wrote the big check, and
nice.
they're both
nice.
They're in the aircraft.
And you were on that boat.
This yeah. is my second year fishing with them, actually. Miss Carolyn came with us last year. She invited me last year. I happened to be in town to fish with them last year, and we did pretty well this year. We grinded it out pretty hard, mm-hmm. you know. We ran up to one of our most promising spots. And the water just happened to be a little bit more green than we wanted. Typically, we were hoping
your promising
for those
spot lied to you?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those fishing things. You know, the day before you can go catch giants and plenty of them, and you go back to mm-hmm. the same spot, and they're not there, not even a bite for a couple hours, you know. So you just never know. It is fishing. But, yeah, yep. we ran up north a little bit, and it was tough. It was definitely tough for us. We had a great spread out. I mean, we had a phenomenal spread, something I would totally put out again at any given time, and I think we did the best we could, and we didn't do very bad. We didn't get the winning.
Yeah,
and I have to tell you, it's really cool about the Montserrat family. EMC Aerospace, they had a few survivors on board. He makes his employees down in Miami all wear pink at the whole month of October, which we're in Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And they're also, they change all of their banner colors on their website to pink as well. And his boat's name, Plain Bills. So it's pretty cool with that. So Eddie and family, Jesse, and thank you so much for taking us out for our second year and being our presenting sponsor. We're counting on you next year.
They are awesome. Really great family. They do a lot for a lot of people in the area.
Yeah, nice. So that's really great. And it's so important to have support from families like that, you know, especially with events like this. And I just want to say, too, I love the creativity of this event, right? And that really speaks to you a lot, right? This is who you are. But I love that for someone that has been affected by this, right? And this really, I don't want to say defines who you are, but tells a story about you and who you are, right? And this is Carolyn. This is what you do. You take things and you just eat them alive and turn them into sunshine and just be like, and let's flip this around and make this a positive thing, right? So when you were going through your battle, you came up with the idea to do this tournament. I mean, is that how it came about? Like, tell me about the evolution of what, like the genesis. How'd you start this?
So what happened was...
I can only assume what I just said. Well, you know what I mean? So you tell me your story.
Okay, so when I was diagnosed in 2018 and they put you on cancer medications, your feet, your hands, your joints, everything hurts. I mean, hot flashes, cold flashes. And the only way that made me feel better was putting a fishing rod back in my hand. So I started the Pink Ladies Fishing Team, and we started asking people to donate their boats for us to go out and fish other tournaments. And there were times when I could hardly even hold a fishing rod or hold my hand on the reel. And I'd have girls, it gets me a little emotional, but come around and literally hold my hand on the fishing reel, get disqualified because somebody else touched the rod, and someone would have to hold the rod tip up. But the girls wouldn't let me not catch my fish. And it was pretty emotional. So I decided... you know, once you get
we
the
don't
medication.
Shy away from emotion here.
No, we don't shy away from emotion.
Just so you know.
So then I saw other girls, and they were really feeling depressed. And some girls were sharpshooters, Belinda up in Palm Beach, and they had no place to go. So I thought, well, let's create a little fun thing, and let's make it actually a foundation, and let's start getting girls back out fishing and
love the
shooting.
Name Kiernament, by the way.
Kiernament.
I've never heard Kiernament. That before, and I think did you come up with that? Or did you see that somewhere else? Because I think that's great.
Yeah, you know what? It's a Kiernament. You know, it's a fishing Kiernament tournament.
Yeah. Can I say, this one touches me, too. My grandmother is a two-time breast cancer survivor, and my stepmother, she just got over her treatments and is clear for, I guess, a little over about a year now. She's finally clear. So there's more than not that you would expect to be affected by this, and the more you hear about it, it's just becoming more and more of a thing. I think that even the younger you are these days, you need to go get checked and be more aware of it too. So this is something that is getting everybody more involved and aware of the situations.
And you know, it's really important about the local community. We have people that are fishermen that maybe don't want to tell their family they have breast cancer, and then they have to go get a treatment. They have a dog at home. Well, what do you do? Well, okay, so we'll watch the dog, or do you need some food, or you want to go? I get goosebumps when I'm thinking about it, because these are all things I went through. I couldn't pay my car payments for a while, and it's really important. And even just because you're a survivor, well, right now I have to get IVs that aren't covered by insurance twice a year because I have osteoporosis, because they don't tell you that the cancer medicine eats your bones. So if I take a bad fall on a boat or over a curb, now I have a femur potentially break or a hip break down the road. So it's never over. So I figured, screw it. Let's go fishing.
Right.
Let's go shooting. I've got girls that are cancer survivors that want to teach us how to shoot. And let's go golfing, right? Anything that makes you hold something like this and open and close your hands. Sometimes I can't take a cap off a soda bottle. So I figured, you know what? Let's just say, F it. Let's go out fishing. Let's get girls out. And we had last year two guys with breast cancer that fished. And again, Ian Olenberger, thank you for donating your 39 CV this year. Amazing, amazing guy.
I think me and a lot of my followers, I think... my solution to everything is to go fishing.
That is your solution to everything.
That is my solution to everything. So,
the you know, it's funny you bring up the male breast cancer one. You know, one of the more famous people, I guess, is for lack of a better term, more well known people, is Zach Yarbrough. And I had him on the podcast, like, I think it must have been about 3 or 4 years ago. And this is when, kind of in the beginning, when he was kind of first diagnosed about it, and he's still fighting that battle. And he was actually scheduled to come on the show last month again to talk about where he's at and what's going on. And he had to cancel because he's like, you know, I have to go for a chemo treatment, so I can't make it. So I'm like, obviously, no problem. You know what I mean? Dude, you have to go for your treatment. But it's just kind of, he's really been championing that cause. But that was actually the first time I've ever heard of that happening in men. And just the work that he does through his social channel on the whole topic really does raise a lot of awareness in that realm of, like, the male breast cancer. I know a lot of people think it's exclusively a female thing. It's a majority of female thing, obviously.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it can touch the male side. And
well, you know, and part of what I went through and other girls have gone through, like, I want to make our foundation, if you want to call us in the middle of the night because you have surgery tomorrow and you're freaking out, or you are going home after surgery and you're afraid of, you know, how's day number 4, or day number 10, and we could tell them that, or your head hurts. You know what I used to do? I used to take a wet washcloth, put it on a Tupperware container upside down in the freezer so it melted into my head. And then if I had a headache,
what'd you do?
I would take a wet face cloth,
Okay.
Put it in my freezer on a Tupperware container upside down so it froze to the diameter of my head.
Right.
And if I had a bad headache or I was hot, I would take it off the Tupperware, out of the freezer, and literally put it on my head like a baseball hat.
Really?
And it's the only way to cool you down without the weight of an ice pack, right? Because a lot of times you're doing surgeries, you can't put weight on your chest.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to. So if you create lightweight cold presses, that's the only way I could get some kind of like feeling better. And by the way, it works great for migraines. Just a plain old migraine headache.
Yeah.
It's a great way to have something that's not too heavy on your head or in the back of your neck. That's just a washcloth and water.
Interesting.
Free.
Yeah. No.
So we you know, if people need help or oh no,
what's going on?
I don't know. So hey, you know what? There's so many great advances right now, and if we just get people outdoors and connected by water, which is where we all are, mm-hmm. then I think that's a pretty amazing start.
Well, I think that's, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because I think that really speaks to, and we know we talk about it till we're blue in the face around here, but everything we're talking about and the things we talked about with, you know, the clubs getting together, and I just actually want to say, I should interject and say OAPB stands for Offshore Anglers of Pompano Beach. LHPSSA stands for Lighthouse Point Saltwater Sportsmen's Association, right? But the thing we're talking about where with the community getting together to fight a cause or to fight, you know, or to just rally each other and just come together as a community to overcome some sort of challenge. Doesn't have to be a sickness or a disease, or could just be a challenge, some sort of challenge that the community needs, something that the community needs to be solved, whether it be raising money for a hurricane or helping out someone with you know, an organization, a charitable organization or something like that.
Veterans, big dog tackle, always out there.
To us, that is what Connected by Water means, because when it comes to something like that, I don't know what it is, and we've tried to solve what it is, like through continuous analysis or whatever like that. But there's just something about that fishing community,
and I want to challenge
together tight, right? And always comes together in a time of need and comes through like champions every single time to help with a cause.
Well, I want to challenge everybody that's going to watch this. Once a month at a minimum, we are going to pick a warrior. If anyone wants to call us and tell us who needs help, we're going to send out warm blankets and we're going to do slippers and ice packs and gift certificates to spas and restaurants. I get goosebumps every time I think about it because that was one of the things that made me get by, that I knew people around the neighborhood cared.
Once a month, you're going to choose a warrior?
We're going to have submit your warrior.
You want to announce it here on the show?
Yeah. So if you want to announce,
that's awesome.
It is. It's amazing. We're gonna minimum one person per month, and we're gonna follow them along their journey. So call us at 954-465-3743 or go to our website, pinkladiesbreastcancerfoundation.org. Tell us who needs some help, if they need help paying a car payment, some food, if they're currently going through treatments. We will get them free shirts so they're warm in the hospital with tank tops that we have, because I know you get hot, you get cold, and these you can get to ports if you need to. All of it will be free. We'll send out a care pack every single month and share their story as they go along their recovery. So we want to definitely do that.
Repeat the phone number again.
My phone number. Call me not 24/7.
954. Do not pull her up.
I sleep with a phone under my pillow. 954-465-3743. If someone needs some help, we just donated $1,000 to Amy Black in Tampa. She came to fish the second time on the fish angler boat. I'm sending $200 to a lady in Texas I've never met her before. She needs a little bit of help. That's why we did the tournament, to raise money to get it back out in the field. Nobody makes any money. None of us get paid. 100% of that money goes right back out in the field.
That's amazing.
I love you. I truly love you. That's outstanding,
that's so
Carolyn. Yeah.
Yep. You'll be able to touch.
There's
so
not
many
one
lives.
Dime. What? Not one dime goes to any of us. And all the volunteers that you saw, anyone that went to the captain's meeting or were working at the Sands, nobody got a dime for anything. Maybe a thank you, a donut, and maybe one or two Papa's Pilar cocktails.
So. You know, this is outstanding. And if you want to announce that monthly on the show,
sure,
I'm all for that. Like 100%. It like
that
just
is awesome.
You know, because I love that so much, and that's always at Connected by Water, what we wanted to support is the grassroots aspect of things. You know, we don't ever donate or give our time to, like, I'm not going to name names, but the larger corporate organizations. We always try to focus our energies. You know, my mother raised me with this phrase, And she would say it all the time, ever since I was a little kid, grow where you're planted, right? And she always instilled that in me. And we try to bring that to here, to this show, to this business, meaning you start here and you work your way out, right? So the organizations that we support primarily are local, and also to where we know that any funds that we donate or any energy that we give, we know exactly where it's going to, right? So, and this is the perfect example, right? And this is why we have no problem when you come to me like, I need this in a day. No problem, because that's where we're at. You know what I mean? But if it's like the larger corporation ones, we know that there's, you know, infrastructures to pay for and things like that. But we want to make sure that the efforts that we achieve go directly to those in need.
We've driven people to appointments. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, we've taken care of 19-year-old dogs. I mean, whoever has time to help anywhere. And if we can grow this thing nationwide, I think it would be a really cool thing. And if we can get another tournament mid-year, maybe March, April, May.
Mm-hmm. March, April, May, huh?
We also expanded little pointy,
the pointy nose ones.
You expanded to Palm Beach this year as well.
Oh, that is really freaking exciting.
Wait, I forgot to mention that. So all my
what are you
Palm
bringing up,
Beach,
Chelsea?
I totally forgot.
All my Palm Beach partners, all my good friends up in Palm Beach, make sure next year you guys are a part of this amazing tournament. It is all for a great cause, and you can weigh in at Sailfish Marina.
I totally forgot. So
tell me about that.
That was super cool. So I didn't want to lose any boat traffic in Palm Beach. We had four boats weighing up there. And last minute, I had a good friend say he'd be the weighmaster. I had a photographer up there. Thank you, Leonard Bryant, who is always on the ground at every single charity event, from Chase and Tails to my event to any fishing off the piers, anything. He's always everywhere. So we had a photographer up there, and it was amazing. Team Tito showed up at the weigh-in with tiaras.
Oh,
and
nice.
Boas. You can see all the pictures on Pink Ladies Fishing Team. They had pink top hats on. So we had some good fish weighed up there. So now we know it worked perfectly. So now we need another 25 boats up that way next year.
I think that's a good idea. I think we can get there.
Yeah, easy. I think we can. We did 25 this year. I was shocked. We did 12 last year, but we had 18 entries. We had the hurricane last year. So a lot of our good friends paid for the entry, knowing they weren't going to fish, just to get an entry in to
this
help us raise money.
This is the second year.
This is our second year.
Let's say it was, right?
This was the second year.
You had 25 boats. Yes. Okay, we're going to double our number next year.
We are.
It's already happened in my head.
We're working to that. And I'm proud to announce that we already have booked December 3rd at Gillespie's again. They gave us the venue for free, which is Thursday Captain's Party, and fishing October 5. If the Sands will have us back again, I think they will. I think Sailfish Marina will have us back again.
When's the captains at Gillespie's?
October 3rd, Thursday, 2024. So we've already booked it.
Nice.
And
fishing on the 5th.
We have a friend with a helicopter. If we can pre-sell some pink golf balls, he's going to dump them out in one of the hole number one. And
nice.
If your ball goes in the cup, you get some cool prize. So that'll
really,
he's going to fly about
That's
20 feet
cool.
over
That's
the green.
Different.
Yeah.
We got to do some cool stuff. And
I want to do a podcast from inside the helicopter while they're doing that.
I think
you should.
Right, Carlene.
Captain Charlie will make that work.
I like that.
I like that too.
You're going to be there.
I like that idea.
You think we can make that happen?
I know. Yeah.
Can
Captain
she get
Charlie?
Up in a helicopter?
Yeah, absolutely you can.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Done deal.
The helicopter's out of Pompano. Now, here's something else I want to announce. Our friend, Chrissy Awebe.
Yeah.
We are helping her. Pink Ladies are helping her with her first Spanish Fly sleigh ride, which we found a hangar December 3rd.
So December 3rd. So we have not selected the date yet, but Chrissy's coming in on the podcast, right? You're going to join her. You'll be back on the show then.
She's
right?
going to stay at my house.
Right.
And then you guys will be back,
and we're going to talk about the Wahebe Foundation on that one, right? And,
amazing.
Right.
They sponsored
me. They do a great job. Yep.
They sponsored me the beginning of July with four of our girls. We fished. I speared my first hogfish. We did some amazing things. We hang out with her boys, her family. An inspirational story. She's an amazing girl.
I have to tell a story here real quick, right? So, talking about the Wahebe Foundation, but really specifically talk about Jose Wahebe. Okay. Now, it's not that I have a Jose story to tell, but I was just, you know, I'm very good friends with the Red Wines, right? So, Derek and Corey Redwine. Derek is a fellow fish artist, and, you know, Corey is a fish artist, but she makes her art out of trash and stuff like that. But she's the conservation director at Starbright. And so, there's kind of a whole little intertwined in how all that started happening. But the really cool thing is I worked on the project with Derek at ICAST to paint the painting where we raised money for the CCA, and we just had the auction this past weekend, or this Friday was the last day, and we raised a bunch of money for the CCA with the painting, and we painted it at ICAST, and we weren't quite done with it, so I had a few travel things to do, and when I got back, I went back up to Derek and Corey's house, and it was really cool because, you know, they live up in Merritt Island, and I don't really get to spend a ton of time with them, like, in person, so when I do, we try to fit it all in, you know, and we can go their boat right behind their house. It's not like boat right behind your house here, where it's like, okay, big intercoastal, big water, we go offshore and everything like that. Theirs is like boat behind your house, and we're literally in mangroves in like 5 seconds, and we're snook fishing, and like it's like almost like that inshore kind of backcountry thing, like right behind their house. It's absolutely amazing because that's my favorite time to fish in the dough. So when we go to Derek and Corey's, it's like really like a heavy amount of concentrated quality time with one of my best friends, right? And it really is great. So this time around, we had a really cool moment to where we're sitting on his couch. It's like late at night, and I was up there by myself, which I don't get like time away from like Liz and the kids like that, like ever, you know? So, because my kids are like what, 10 and 12, you know? So I'm like in full on dad mode, right? So I never get like time alone, you know what I mean? Which is, it sounds horrible, you know what I mean? But it's not horrible because I love my family, I love bro-man my kids and everything. Yeah, but it's like, it's kind of unique, you know, that whatever. So anyway, for going on about it, so Derek pops on, he's got all these old Spanish Fly episodes on his DVR still, right? But Derek was in like 3 or 4 episodes with Jose because they were like best friends, right? And it was really cool watching all of them with Derek in the room, and he was like telling me like all the backstories, like, oh yeah, you see that fish, that was, that part actually got so messed up and we improvised, and yeah, and he actually hooked the wrong thing and whatever like that, and we just went with it. Like, he's telling me like all these backstories, and then he starts telling me all about Jose and how he really was and how intense he was, and you know, and it was really cool to hear that up from Derek's point of view, because it really felt like I got to know the spirit of Jose through Derek and what he was all about. And, you know, I grew up watching the Spanish Fly and the shows, and obviously Jose was a legend and everyone respected him. He was one of the greatest, you know, anglers of all time, greatest fishermen, greatest hunters, you know, of fish, like, of all time, and, you know, conservationist, and, you know, a pioneer of where he took a fishing TV show from where a fishing at that time, where a fishing TV show was, to where Jose took it, you know, really brought that into, and he brought it to people's homes in a way that wasn't your traditional way a TV show was, the fishing TV show was done. I don't know, this is the best way I can explain it. So I kind of got to know the spirit of Jose, and Derek would tell me stories about, you know, how he was with people and how he was with conservation. And to see how Chrissy is taking the foundation beyond Jose's life and having it live on, having his spirit live on through that foundation and the good that they do, just absolutely inspiring.
He was amazing. I actually wrote her a letter and said,
I know that was long winded.
No, but I want to share a Jose story with you, and I want to tell you about Chrissy. So I basically reached out to her to say, how can I help you? Right?
Yeah.
And she reached out to me and said, well, how can I help you? And she actually sponsored us for the girls to come down and fish. And we had dinner with her kids and, you know, heard so many stories. And she told us a really funny one, that Jose went fishing with one of his friends and slipped him a note in his pocket that said, meet me for drinks, and just signed it J. And the wife was doing laundry and started beating up on the husband, saying, you're gonna have to tell me, who's J? And the husband calls Jose and says, please call my wife and tell her that you put that note in my jacket, which is kind of funny. And we heard stories like that for 4 days. I mean, they brought us to Key West. We yellowtailed fish with a female captain. She's amazing. And it was the first time that they sponsored an all-girl crew in, and there's amazing photos that she has of that event. And how could we not help her with her party that's coming up December 3rd? So it's you know, good people helping good people, and she's been through a lot. And Christy, we love you.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I got to meet her the first time at this ICAST this year. You know, this ICAST that I went to last year, and, you know, I mean, I've been to ICAST countless amount of times, right, in countless amount of ways, but this year was the most special. You know what I mean? Just being able to paint with Derek and hang out with Corey, and have Papa support the whole thing.
Yeah, it's really good stuff.
And Starbright support the whole thing, and, you know, just being able to raise money for the CCA and do good in the process. I mean, and really get to spend time with Derek like that and paint with him, like, you know, a good friend that I respect, an amazing artist that I respect, and just to be able to paint with him and have that kind of time was just, it was truly, truly special.
And do a co-painting is really cool.
Yeah. But yeah, and do a collaboration painting, so.
Oh.
Yeah, they're secretly plotting them.
I have one more thing I want to talk about, and then I want to hear about Chelsea's tuna. I haven't heard about your tuna yet. Okay, so I want to announce December 15th, Pink Ladies are having a really cool party. It's going to be winter-related. Nobody's done it before, so just get your ski boots out.
We need more details.
We are going to be doing...
Ski boots in Florida?
We are going to be doing our first Pink Ladies winter party. It's going to be
fun.
Everyone can afford it, open to everybody. You can earn great raffle prizes if you get out your old ski boots and skis and poles, and if you show up where we tell you, we'll announce it with plenty of time.
Okay.
It's going to be a winter wonderland,
like,
kind of
ski bunny style.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm
and
in.
Whoever's wanna... brave enough to wear the Dumb and Dumber orange jumpsuit with the helmet, I will make sure there's an extra prize for that person.
Whoa. Dumb and Dumber.
Husband.
So you have me at Dumb and Dumber.
Me.
Wait, what happened?
Hold on. Back again.
So Dumb and Dumber.
Wait, we've got a scooter involved and a briefcase already.
Just when I think you can't get any lower.
I get lower.
You totally redeem yourself.
One of my all-time. Maybe we'll have to get
so
a frozen
saying
pole.
There's a chance.
Frozen pole.
Maybe we get a frozen pole and see who wants to lick it.
It says it right here the whole time.
Samsonite.
I was way off.
So I'm just thinking, you know, I think we're going to have a little Dumb and Dumber theme party. Somewhere.
Oh, my God. I'm there. Can we bring the owls?
Nothing short
of
fun.
Everything.
It's going to be had.
A little pelican.
Rare owls. Endangered owls.
It might be a costume winter
I've already got my outfit planned. I wasn't even. I'm just like,
nobody,
I got ski boots and fur.
Like, I just found
tell
out.
Me more.
I'm ready.
Save the date, December 15th. More to be coming. And I'm
giggity,
telling you what,
giggity.
Nobody's done what I'm going to do because I like to have I like to party.
I like to
shoot guns and ride horses.
I like to party. But I think the Pink Ladies are getting known for having pretty good parties, pop-up parties. And I think we're gonna keep doing that. So we're going to do a December 15th fun Christmas party that nobody's done ever in this neighborhood.
I love it.
And let me let you guys know, this lady always has the best raffles at every event.
Somehow.
Okay? The raffles are insane.
Nautical Ventures, last minute, never met them, gave us $1,000 breast cancer paddle kayak, plastic kayak that we sold, and it went like buy it now. So thank you very much. They did that like just last minute.
Shout out to Nautical Ventures on that one.
So yeah, we get some crazy good stuff. People just want to help.
Nice.
December 15th, block the date.
A Dumb and Dumber party. How flipping genius is that?
That's
like Dumb and Dumber.
It's
going to
be a combination
sweater.
Dumb and Dumber and Hot Tub Time Machine.
We can have.
Oh my God, the Hot Tub Time Machine is my husband's favorite fucking movie, and
really?
I have no idea
I'm
why.
I'm telling you guys,
y'all better make it your
that's
way down
that's
to South
meat,
Florida.
That's a meat wagon's favorite movie, huh?
Podcast or another one. Listen, my husband watches this thing over and over and over, and we're on a different like generation here. I'm like,
how could you not watch it?
I never got it.
Fur boots?
I don't know if I wasn't high when we were watching. I don't know. My husband doesn't smoke. But he's like into this laughing his ass off. And I'm like, this could be like a, like, maybe it's not me.
At this particular venue where I've picked, I'm thinking we could probably run both those movies.
I would get it and rewatch it just for you. But with my husband sitting on the couch and he was like 27 years old at the time, we're going back 10 years. You know what I'm saying? And it was just like, this is just
Like, what are you watching, like, honey?
Fucking divorce. Nope, right, nobody here. I'm into, like, natural born killers. Something like different shit than he is, you know?
Nobody make plans like his... and get your ski guy.
Curly, are you going to dress up like Mary Swanson?
Oh, called out.
Siri, please send me a costume of Mary Swanson so I can see what it looks like before I... Oh, she's Mary so Swanson prepared. From Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
She's so prepared.
Let's see how many people show up at cart with like birds, parakeets. With our heads bitten off.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
This
Petey.
This is fucking great. I'm gonna, the yes, shagging wagon? Come on.
I'm telling you.
I have two bird cages.
I'm pretty good at getting some cool shit done.
Little
so
bird cages
December 15th.
I have. I can walk. I do. There, I have. Oh, thank you.
Things are starting to get interesting.
I'm going
to
announce this. I'll announce it by November 1st.
Dumb and Dumber. I love
so
it.
You guys, Dumb and Dumber be ready for that announcement. Prime Machine combo.
It's one of my,
November 1st, yeah. We will find out where this amazing,
I have
cool
to watch
Christmas party is going
to
be.
So
get your
gonna,
so we're gonna score some ready. Overnight hotel stays, and whoever has the best costume is going to get some
is
really cool stuff.
Is it local or is it
yeah.
down
Oh, it's local.
Pompano.
I can offer a free slumber party here in the gallery.
Look, you get to sleep right
over
there.
Instead of a hotel stay.
We can make it all
that. It might be worth it. That's the audition couch that he hasn't had
here.
You sit on yet. But you're
lots
really supposed, you're supposed to be
plenty
sitting
of room here. We got a great bartender, too.
But we
she's
we
the best bartender in the world. You kidding me?
She's the best bartender ever.
She is.
I've been blabbing the whole time. We haven't even heard about Chelsea's monster tuna.
Hey, you caught a big bluefin tuna recently, didn't you?
I did. You know, I
where'd you catch that?
I was up in Rhode Island. Yes,
Rhode Island.
It was...
What a coinkydink.
I won't lie. Living out in Texas, we get a good run of them every year around April, May.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of crazy out there. Obviously, they're in like 5,000 to 7,000 feet of water. You know, we go out 120 to 140 miles to go. And it's a shot in the dark. I mean, you rig up the whole day before, you hear that either Venice got them or one of the headboats got them out there. They saw them popping on the surface. So it's a race. Everybody and their brother is getting their boat ready, getting tackle ready. Everybody's rigging up. Everybody's heading out because in the Gulf, you can only, or it's recreational wise, there's allowed to be 6 kept per year. So, you know, everybody's rushing out to try to get one of the first few. So it was always, I lost my first giant. I was on the boat, called the Dirty Money, a nice old 37 Freeman. And we were out there, man, this thing, I had the line in my hand. This fish took it like a freight train. And I was hooked from that point forward. He bit the line, something happened, and we lost him about 15, 20, 30 minutes in. So it wasn't a very long fight. He was still running like crazy. But since that point forward, I was hooked. And I've been on a mission to catch one of these things. So I contacted my good friend, Brandon B-Hags. He actually makes his own baits. Dude, this guy's pretty badass. Like, he does everything on his own. He goes out by himself, and he's
stupid.
Even landed a 1,200-pound bluefin by himself. I mean, it's just insane to me, but it was pretty awesome. We went out, took the operations manager of OAPB, Miss Holly Hunt. She's a lot of fun, great spirit. She's just tons of fun, loads of good time. And so we got out there. We went to the old Thirsty Beaver for a nice little drink.
That's also a pet name with my husband. I'm sorry. While we're on the plug with my husband tonight, just saying Thirsty Beaver.
Wait, is that you or your husband's favorite pet?
I am the Thirsty
okay,
Beaver.
Okay, I thought so.
She is Thirsty Beaver. Now we're going from like hot tub time machine.
The Thirsty
like,
Beaver.
Thirsty Beaver.
Like, oh my God, I love that woman.
Oh my God. I hope Holly's on here.
Show up with some fur.
Right.
There's no fur on the Thirsty Beaver. But yeah,
no fur on the Thirsty Beaver. Naked Beaver. We're going with the Naked Beaver.
Holy moly.
And so we went out to old Thirsty Beaver for a little bit. And then the next day we went out. Man, I won't lie. It was so hard to make bait. And so we're fishing for bluefish. And that's our bait. And these baits are 30 to 40 inch fish. I mean, they're not small baits. They're pretty large baits. So we got a couple, went out there. Mind you, I was on a little bit of a smaller vessel. I was on a 23-foot center console. And so seeing one of these fish after fighting it for a couple hours in the very front of the bow, I lost my whole shit. Like, I couldn't act cool about it anymore. I literally probably just went psycho there for a minute. I mean,
there's another use for a Papa's blower.
I saw this fish, and I'm on the front of the bow, and I mean, it's rocking. I mean, we are going back and forth, and okay, so we're going. I mean, we're bouncing up and down, and I see this fish on the line directly in front of me, starboard side of the bow, and I just lost it. I mean, I was like, oh my God, oh my God, it's right here, it's right, Captain, come shoot it, come get it right now. Like, it was insane. Cap came up, we couldn't really get the shot on him. Every time Cap came off the wheel, the fish was taking off a little bit more. We'd scoot back up on him, get him in good position, he'd take off again. It was a fight, no joke. It's not just reeling in a fish. I mean, you're using your whole body. I've got to stabilize myself. I've got to pull the line with this arm just to be able to reel a half of a crank this way and pull it down to get another half of a crank. I mean, you're getting a minimal amount of inches in each half of a turn, right? But it makes the world of difference. And so we finally get the fish up, and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And mind you, I'm a sword fisherman, so I'm used to kind of harpooning fish and used to that side of things. And so I was like, he's perfect position, he's right here, he's right here. So we tried to make the shot. Fish end up spooking, getting away. Not gonna lie, that was definitely the biggest fish of the week. Kept didn't want to make me upset, but he was like, yeah, that was about 900 pounds. I shed a tear, and then everybody was real quiet. Nobody said anything on the boat. We had one more bait left, and we ended up going out. No, actually, that was our last bait. So that was our last bait. We ended up losing that fish. Then the next day, we went back out. We got quite a few baits, and right at dark, we got sharked like 4 times on our best baits that we had for the day, you know. And then it was, man, like, we were all getting defeated, kind of. You know, we started popping the tequila around a little bit, trying to change the morale, you know. And finally, right at dark, I mean, like, no sun left in the sky. Sun's down. There's a little thin line around the perimeter of the water of some sunlight, and just annihilates the bait. I mean, jumped out. I mean, it was a topwater bait smash, and it was the most epic visual you could ever imagine, right? With, you know, this fish ended up being 652 pounds, and it was 109 inches long. And so it was, I mean, we fought it for, I want to say, about 2.5, almost 3 hours. But mind you, we caught this bait, we landed this fish in 107 feet of water. So I don't know if it was really that storm that was pushing through up north that maybe had pushed them in a little bit farther north. From what I've heard, they're obviously a little bit farther out most of the time, around your 300 to 500 foot range. So them being in 100 foot of water, it just baffled me. I mean, to see something of that magnitude in the water next to the boat, you're just like, ah.
So I have a question. So we all watch Wicked Tuna, right?
Sure.
All of us do, right? So they all go into the scales, and the guy's like, oh, I'm going to give you $24 for that one.
No.
So when you guys, like, when you guys, like, go and you weighed your fish, and then, like, it just disappeared, and you guys just said, thanks, that was a great day?
No, there's a few different ways it's handled. So the captain that I was with, he actually has a transportation license. So from the market itself, because this market that stays open later, because we didn't get that bite till about 7:30, and we didn't bring the fish actually to the boat per se until about 10. I don't think we actually got it on board until about 10:30, 10:45, and rushed back in, loaded the boat onto the trailer, didn't do anything with the fish yet, just headed straight to the market. This market was actually in Massachusetts, right over the border. So it handles fish from multiple different areas. But basically, whenever you get to that point, the guy told us you have to be here before 12. So you have to be at the market before 12. We pulled up at like 11:45. We gave him like 15 minutes to get this fish recorded in, right? So basically at that point, we have to at least get the full weight of the fish, cut the head off, then get the core weight with all the guts taken out of it, obviously,
thank
right?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carly.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, hold on. Here you go.
Let's get the...
Cheers.
The cheers with my friends.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned sword fishing. Have you ever considered doing a swordfish tournament for the tournament?
I would love to. I have never caught a swordfish in my life.
She's got to come with me.
I would love to do that.
What about swordfish? I mean, listen.
Hey, I'll take anybody's help to do another.
Talk about like different regions of the world and the different billfish, you go to Costa Rica, you want to catch like 50 sailfish in a day or whatever. You know what I mean? Or
come into South Florida.
Guatemala, you know what I mean? You want to go do Panama, Marlin, and stuff like that. But when you talk about South Florida, you're talking about sailfish. But really, swordfish is our monster.
And October is the month for it.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, it might not be a bad idea to something to look at. I know that's kind of puts you up close to the tournament.
He's calling you out.
Right, because we have to, you know, you think breast
but
cancer.
But you don't, I mean, swordfish, I mean, yeah, October is a good month for it, but
we could.
You know, we catch them year
round. Really, I think you could do a two-part tournament. This is what kind of we do over in the Gulf. We have a March-April tournament, and it's 30 days long, and you get to choose a certain amount of days. So you get to choose, like, 2 to 3 days, and you get a fish aggregate of 2 fish, right? Mm-hmm. And then, or you can make it a year-long tournament even.
Well, you know, here's what's interesting, right? So this is my second year hosting my own tournament, and I could tell you my house turned into a warehouse. I shipped my mother in to help me make baskets and buckets.
She's 80 years old. Like in a box?
I don't want to talk about shipping my mother, an 80-year-old mother, in a box.
It will not hold up in court.
She just went home again.
Nobody uses against us. We're great people, okay?
Wait, hold on. Okay, Mom.
I tried to ship my mom here this weekend. That didn't work out for me.
I just shipped her out. I shipped her out on some airline, so she's going back to Tampa. But she was here, and she was like making baskets and tying bows and her poor little arthritic hands. And she's like, I just want to help you. And here's the hard thing, right? So your moms don't ever want to think about their daughters having breast cancer. So I could barely get her here to help me because it made her feel bad that I had breast cancer. But I'm like, come here, let's a party, Mom. But anyways, it's a party. Don't worry about it.
I have breast cancer, but it's a party. Come on.
Don't worry about it. So what I'm thinking is, so I have you stepping over like baskets and ribbons and scissors and staple guns. So yeah, I mean, if we're gonna do an event, we're gonna do it all like now, because right now the house is totally trashed. But I would love to do another event. I think it's amazing. I can't wait to help.
I want a sailfish tournament. That's what I'm working on with OAPB.
So many sailfish tournaments.
I know, but you know,
well,
I really want to do
there is
one.
An OAPB sailfish tournament.
Yeah,
we're trying to make it an all ladies.
Oh, an all ladies. Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
A ladies tournament, but this is unofficial. Keep this off the record.
Even though we're broadcasting it.
We're broadcasting it. But hey, look,
I'm doing the off the record Christmas party.
Off the record Christmas party, sailfish tournament,
kids.
Sword fishing.
They're
going to
dig it.
You know.
I like it.
It's going to be so amazing.
The pop-ups, bring your kids too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Do you guys want to end this episode with a shot?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do a whole shot of some Pilar.
All right,
where's yours?
I'm drinking the whole time.
Let's go, baby. You better get over here.
So, Dennis, I want to thank you again for hosting this nice party and inviting us to talk about our things that are really, really important to us.
Of course. I do a little shot because I'm an old man.
I'm a call away from anything we need to do for volunteerism because I'm always there.
Carolyn, listen. You know why I love having you on this show? And you know why I love just being your friend in general? What happened? No.
Okay.
It's because I know that.
Because she's a great person.
You are.
That is so selfless and does things for everybody.
You are one of the best people I know.
Thank you, Dennis. That means a lot.
Can I tell you something that Carolyn personally did for me?
What?
You
want a shot?
About a year ago, I was on my way down here. I was in the process of wanting to move here, but didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know what job I was going to take. I didn't know where I was going to move. I didn't know what part of Florida I wanted to live in yet. I didn't even know Carolyn at the time. And it was very beautiful because somebody introduced me to Carolyn randomly. And, you know, he expressed the fact that, you know, I was coming down. I didn't really have anywhere to go. I didn't have a whole lot of money. And I really just needed a place to stay. And Carolyn opened her doors. She had just bought a home that she was renovating and getting ready that was still furnished and obviously very beautiful and nice over here in the Lighthouse Point, Pompano Beach area. And she opened up her doors to me and let me and my good friend stay there. We helped her out with the tournament. My friend Max filmed the tournament for her and stuff like that. I got some great pictures and memories for us. But just being a selfless person, not even knowing, she doesn't know I could have been a robber, a killer.
Stay at my house.
You never know. And she was like, oh, just stay with me. You're good. Just stay with me. And, you know, that's the kind of person that I've always been, but also it's so nice and refreshing to meet new people in a new area that are just so giving and helpful and loving. Cheers to
Connected by Water.
To Connected by Water. Cheers. To Pink Ladies Cancer Foundation.
Cheers, Mom.
To these two people right here.
We out.
Next Stay year's tuned. Tournament. October 4th, 3rd?
October 3rd, Captain's Party, October 5th, fishing. Let's get 50 boats. That's my goal, 50 boats.
Let's do it, guys.
Where can people go to register? They can register now, right?
We're gonna set it up so you can start registering now by tomorrow. So
you can scan this right here.
Yep, Pink Ladies.
Start.
BreastCancerFoundation.org. You can donate. You can get raffle tickets for that cute little Reef Runner boat. Thank you, Don at Reef Runner. And you can nominate a warrior to get one of our monthly packages. And what other cool stuff? Register for next year's tournament. Kurnament tournament. Our next year's Kurnament.
All right, awesome.
Thank you for making our shirts and our new logo. We're going to put it on everything.
It's my pleasure.
Dennis, you're amazing. You do some great work.
It really is my pleasure. Means everything. All right. Thank you, ladies, for coming into the studio and sharing your time with me.
Most definitely.
Right?
We out.
All right, listen, we're going to end this like we always do.
Uh-oh.
Raise your glasses. Your ego is not your amigo.
Oh, there we go.
Always do your best at the end of the day. Just let God do the rest. And do not ever forget that no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, we're all
connected by water.
Thank
connected
you.
By water. You guys follow along.